Ectocast.
Welcome to the Ectocast, a Ghostbusters RPG actual play podcast.
Sad pits. Utterly marvelous. The only part about them that was sad was when they managed to free themselves. Can't have everything, I suppose.
Yep, so you see the hand pull Ed and into the train car, and the fifth follow shortly after, grabbing the sword out of Mason's hand.
John, slam me.
Words too quick.
Okay.
Am I sufficiently slimed?
I don't know. He's got to roll something.
Okay.
Because I want you to get a ghost eye.
Yeah, yes, son of a bitch. I'm going to use new dice for this.
Ooh.
All back of the bus and shit.
Technically, they're all new dice.
Wow.
No ghost die.
I see a bunch of fives. That's a lot of fives.
29. No ghost die.
You sufficiently cover him with a lot of slime. So your cool is now at a minus two.
it's a negative one.
Yeah, I'll still let you roll the ghost die.
Naturally.
Yeah. Wish me luck, and I'm running into the ghost train.
That's an Ed idea.
That is an Ed idea. You have to use an Ed idea to save Ed.
Rescuing Ed.
As Mason charges, he's going to fire at the train with his proton pack.
All right, roll it.
No ghost die. 24.
All right. 24. You crash into... So you're shooting...
Yes.
So the gun hits the side of the spectral ghost car. Like, doesn't seem to do a lot of damage, but mm-hmm. the beam's hitting it, and you just keep running.
And then, like, right before I hit, I turn the beam off.
That's probably good.
I'm not Ed.
You kind of just bounce off.
Ba-doing.
Yeah.
Ow.
Yeah.
Sports. Yeah.
Nice try, champ.
Why did you just run into the train?
I thought I was going to run inside of the train, not...
That looked really bad.
Yeah.
You didn't break your nose or anything.
Yeah.
You rolled well, so that's good at least.
Yeah, I kind of threw my shoulder into it instead of my face.
You just had that little comic moment where the camera pans to you and you just go, ah, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice movie moment. As you do that.
Great. I always love when he grabs for dice.
Yeah. It's a lot of dice.
Wait.
That's a lot of dice.
Oh, that's not so bad.
Oh, no. It's a ghost die.
Hey, you're stuck in the ghost train. Don't open your mouth anymore.
Holy shit. Oh, no. Ed can't talk.
He rolled four dice and goes, holy shit.
I rolled three sixes and a ghost die. So I rolled four sixes.
He crit.
No, ghost die doesn't count as a number.
I know, but I'm the ghost, so it's going to make whatever I'm trying to do work even better. Basically, balls. I rolled four sixes, though. Okay. All right, so...
Fantastic.
Frankie, why don't you give me a... Brains?
Dodge, dip, duck, dive, and dodge.
This doesn't have anything to do with medicine, does it?
No.
Okay.
Put
your mouth in front of the microphone, though.
Okay.
There you go. Thank you.
Ghost die. And I rolled four.
Wow.
Okay. Ouch. So
been fun,
you,
team.
You feel the ghost possess you.
God damn it.
I feel it.
So yeah, you kind of wake up in a library.
What?
and you can see a gentleman in a brown suit who is plucking books off the bookshelf, ripping pages out and throwing the book.
Sir, I really don't think you're supposed to do that in a library.
He gets three more and starts doing it and chucking them. You lose three brownie points.
Oh.
And he reaches for another book. Two of you, Mason and John, see her just standing there, slack. She's dropped her proton wand, and it is just dangling off the cord on the ground. And she looks kind of slack-jawed and is just standing there. Frankie, do you want to do anything?
Yeah, I'm going to... Okay, so I'm just going to... You're close to me?
You're in your onesie.
Okay.
But you don't have any of your gear on you or anything.
All right, so clearly I'm reaching to go beam at him because I was just holding it. And then I'm confused by the fact that I don't have it in my hands. But I know that something he just did something to me.
Yes.
So I'm going to go try and grab that book out of his hand and attract his attention.
All right.
I said, sir, you are not supposed to.
You're being far too polite.
He's in a nice suit.
You got enough dice?
Yeah, I do. Because I'm trying to attract his attention, too. Excuse me, sir, you are not supposed to do that to books.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
That's a ghost die.
What is this, like four already? At least three.
Someone bust out the roll 20.
Roll better. Yeah, this is not your night, guys. It just barely started.
Yeah. Can only go up from here.
26 and a ghost die.
All right. So say it one more time.
Sir?
No, I meant in what you rolled.
Oh, 26.
Thank you. I could barely hear you.
So and a ghost die.
They got that part.
So he kind of just looks at you and rips another page out and throws the rest of the book at you.
Dodge.
Well, I mean, you rolled a ghost die, so it hits you in the face. The important part was that he ripped another book.
Okay. Do I lose three more?
One more.
I was like, that's a lot because I'm not that high.
Point per book, so we don't want you losing too many more books.
And he reaches for another book. But we'll switch to you guys outside.
Due to our previous experiences of people being possessed, would I be able to gather that information relatively quickly by looking at it?
Oh, you certainly can guess. Yeah, she's standing there slack-jawed.
You have goggles on, correct?
Yeah.
So he should be able to see that.
I should be able to see invisible ghosts.
Yeah, you can see that she's...
Visually track PKAE.
Glowing with a weird aura that she doesn't normally glow with.
Gonna have to blast her in the face.
Yep.
So,
Frankie, it's okay to say no.
I'm slack-jawed.
No
right
means
now.
No.
Yeah, if she's not conscious, does that give consent?
I mean, like if it was a medical situation, yes.
Then in that case,
Kevin's looking at us like obviously yes.
There's an incredible yeah. He's like he's nodding vigorously.
Suddenly he's mute. I don't know what's going on.
Brad told me not to talk.
It's been glorious.
Well, then I plant my feet squarely, raise my wand,
and
blast.
Yes. Erupt.
Please.
Sploosh.
No ghost die.
Didn't really.
The Deadpool dice have been working out well for you.
Yeah, so far. 18. No ghost die.
All right, Frankie.
You take the biggest one in the face.
As the slime covers you, you find your head clearing a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And you start to realize that you're in your head.
I'm in my own head.
And he's wrecking your mind.
Oh, Jesus.
Or he's trying to.
All right. That book that he picked up and threw at me, I'm going to pick up and throw at him.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is all very adult.
I'll fight you with my own memories.
Yes.
Okay.
That are in books, and I'm just going to chuck them at you.
Fight your mind with your mind.
Yep.
Can we say
throw
this,
your memories at him?
This is.
Yeah. Would it be moves or muscle? You're the ones looking at the cards.
I'm going to go with moves because I swiftly move to grab the book.
Are you attracting his attention?
When yeah.
Wow.
Book
no. No. No.
Like, this is what I think he did. No. So damn. I
you already
aware.
Have his attention. You yeah. can't attract it again. Mm.
Get out of my head.
That no ghost
much
eye.
Better. 21.
The book hits him just as he goes to rip out another set of pages mm-hmm. from a different book, and it makes him drop that book, and he yells out, "Ah!" And now he starts to advance towards you.
Does she still appear slack-jawed on our end?
Like, you guys might see her kind of internally struggling.
I'm twitchy.
But, yeah. I mean, she's still clearly possessed.
I'll just give her a good smack across the face.
If he's coming at me, I'm going to tackle him.
Roll it.
Get out of my brain.
Wow. So that's the complete opposite of the last roll. Whew. It's a 6, so I'm pretty sure you're going to beat a 6.
Last thing we want is Maddie to get on
I'm
a
doing
roll.
Muscle this time, I'm assuming.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's 12.
You beat 6. All right, so he literally throws himself at you. Like, he jumps at you.
Me too.
And you kind of just, what, catch him? Throw him down to the ground?
Yeah.
What do you do?
No, I am springing onto him like a spider monkey. Right. I am
so like throwing... the two of you kind of collide
I'm
in air.
I'm assuming he's a grown man and Frankie's a small.
Yeah, like the two of you collide in air and then yes. you end up on top as the yes. two of you land.
Yeah, I really launch.
All right, so he's growling and kind of foaming at the mouth.
What the hell do I do?
Your mind is mine. He's trying to throw you off. He's like grabbing some of the books and pages that he's ripped. He's like kind of whacking you with them.
I'm going to try and choke him.
Just choke a chicken.
Choke a chicken. 6. No ghost eye.
Well, maybe I'll roll one. Nope. But way more than 6. Way more than 6. So he kind of successfully shoves you off as you try to choke him and manages just to scramble out from under you, bolting for the other end of the room and more books. Okay, now we're back outside, and Mason and John, you hear the other ghost and see it pick up a suitcase and throw it at you guys, or in Frankie's direction.
Frankie's direction.
All right, so, I'll roll this, and then you guys can figure out what you're doing.
I'm going to impose myself in between her and it with my quick reflexes.
Do you want to do that, or do you want me to... brawl and knock her down to the ground so it misses her?
You can do that too. Sure.
Okay.
You're the one with the proton pack.
Yeah. As if I didn't have enough die before.
Mason, do you want to try and shoot the ghost? You could do that.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
No ghost die.
That's good. Well, I rolled a 7. Did you beat 7?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Then, all right. So you... knocked her out of the way? Is that what you're trying to do?
Just kind
of
like
pulling her a little bit?
Yeah, we both fall to the ground. Like okay. One of those sort of.
So you do that successfully and the suitcase flies over top of you. And okay. You're clattering and tumbling away.
Okay. I rolled to shoot at the ghost. I rolled a 12 with a ghost die.
Womp, 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 womp.
You guys are really good at these ghost dice.
I really think these dice are rigged.
Yes, the die that I had in my bag.
Yep.
So you miss, and something fun needs to happen.
Do you want the suitcase to just skid on the floor and hit my leg out or something?
I kind of want it to knock you backwards into a sad zone.
Haven't we been sad enough?
No.
No,
you're right. Sad zone it is. No. So, okay. Well, as you three struggle... we'll skip over to Ed.
Hi.
Because he put his phone down.
Well, I'm not there. No, so I know.
I'm just picking on you because it's fun for me.
Again. It's just rude.
Yes, it's fun and rude.
It's two of the three things that get him hot.
All right, so Ed.
Yes.
It is. It really is. Pooping's the other one.
Not at the same time.
Pumpkin.
That's what you think.
Wow. It's right there.
Yeah, it's behind. See, it was behind the camera.
Literally stared at it.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Put your can back in front of it.
There we go.
Is That's this better. How bad this has gotten?
I just can't see without light.
Why don't you just make the font bigger?
Because it's not a size problem. It's a light problem.
Also,
if I had
said
a lamp behind me, I wouldn't need this either.
That would probably help, though.
You should get him a lamp.
I'm just wondering
how many times he said it's not a size problem.
We should get him one of those standing lamps with the bendy... tops.
2 inches or 12 inches, I'm finishing just fine.
The confusion on your face.
I like it when...
Never derp. And then horror. The horror.
Oh, that's so fun. Ed.
Yes.
Shall we continue?
Yes.
Okay. You wake up on the floor. You are being dragged back through a spectral train car from behind you, or, you know, down past your feet, because you're like being pulled between two cars, like into a different car. From the direction of your feet, you can hear your dog, the fifth, growling ferociously, like in a way that you may possibly have never heard before. I don't know if you've ever heard him be ferocious before.
He's never had a reason to.
There you go. Well, he's got it now. It sounds terrifying and impressive.
What's pulling me?
What is pulling you indeed? So if you look up, you can see the ghost of a young woman pulling you backwards.
Is she pretty?
This is relevant.
That is relevant.
Yes. Yes.
It's relevant to Ed.
Look, I'm not saying no, but I'd like to know your name first. Just you know, on general principle.
She sighs. She goes, "How long have you been awake while I've been dragging you?"
That's
just get up. She drops you.
Okay. All right.
You can feel the train car is clearly moving, but it starts to slow down, and you can hear the squeal of the brakes. She goes, We're getting close to the station. We need to get off this train.
Oh, okay. Ed, come here, boy.
She heads off in the direction that Ed's in. She gets like to the edge between the two trains, and she puts like her fingers into her mouth and does that really sharp, piercing whistle. But it's worse than your, like, it's really loud.
Oh God! What is that? Why are you doing that?
The dog comes, the fifth, sorry, not the dog, the fifth comes bounding in, and as he does, she hits that little button that shuts the door between the cars, and you can see that he's dragged the sword with him.
Oh, he's a good boy. I want to crouch down and give him some scritches.
So she reaches down and lifts the sword, and she, with the sword, points it towards the wall on the opposite side of the train doors, and she says, "Shoot that. Shoot it."
Oh, all right. Give the boy a good pat. And
you can pull hear out the car gun. Is slowing down. It's getting close to stopping.
All right. I pull out the lightning gun and let loose wherever she's pointing me.
All right.
Because, you know, Ed would do whatever she says. She's pretty.
All right. So she, as the stream hits it this time, it has no trouble busting out through the side door of the car.
Awesome.
Only Ed can pull off Ed ideas.
It says it's in the script.
Oh, so the train had plot armor on it.
Yes, it had plot armor on it. Sorry. I thought about letting you in. I really did. I probably could have.
It's okay.
It's too late now.
Yes, it is.
You have to go save Frankie anyway. Damsel in distress.
That's me.
Didn't he fall into a sad zone?
Oh God!
I want to say I heard that
he fell into a sad zone.
Sounds like you're gonna have to kick some.
I did
some head demon ass. And
oh,
then
I did forget to mention with the new the rules, but specifically the ones with the brownie points, the brownie point rules. Everybody who fell into a sad zone last game will lose 2 brownie points for each time they fell in, which I think was just once, except for Ed.
No, I fell in.
I know. I think you fell in twice.
I did, yes.
So then, Mason, you'll lose 2 for this one as well.
Total. I should take off 2 from last time and 2 for now.
Yep.
Well, had I known I'd been losing so many, I may not have spent so many previously.
That's kind of the point, though. I mean, because you can always cash it in and get them back.
For less.
Yep.
Cash what in?
You can sell a point to get more points.
Yeah. You can buy a point for 30 or can sell one for 20.
Yuck.
It's all new. We're just trying something out.
Okay.
If we need to adjust the numbers later because I'm way overcharging you, then we'll figure it out.
No worries.
Yeah.
I shoot the landing gun.
Yep. It hits the wall. There's a violent reaction, and there's a big enough hole for the three of you to escape through as the train comes to a stop.
All right. She jumps, I jump.
All right. The three of you launch out. She's got your sword. You still got your lightning gun, and Ed's just Ed. You will notice, or maybe you notice, maybe not. How about you give me a brains?
4.
All right, you notice. Because you didn't get a ghost die or a sad little 1. And you only rolled a 4. I mean, 1 die, I meant.
Yeah.
Hey, beat average, that's why.
That is true.
You will notice that the 5th seems to be glowing. And it's not so much that he's glowing, it's that like a blue light kind of is just cascading off of him. It's not a lot, but it's there.
You feeling okay, boy?
He kind of looks up here. Rah. All right.
Well, you look
like
a little funny.
Like he almost like he tries to roar at you.
Oh, okay.
Like he feels super tough.
I like this new attitude. It's going to come in handy, you know. I think. I don't know. You look scary. You sounded scary.
She reaches down to pet him, and the mist kind of swirls a bit, and she goes, "This is a good dog."
Oh, yes. The 5th is a great dog. This by far best dog ever.
Yep. And so she takes off down the tunnel.
You haven't told me your name yet.
And she just turns a corner and keeps going, and the 5th is right with her. He likes her.
Well, I see what you're thinking about.
Same thing you're thinking about.
I chase after her. I'm Ed the 4th, by the way. Just Ed the 4th.
She calls back. I know who you are.
That's nice.
So the two of you run together for a little while. And then eventually you can hear the clamor and the growling from the station disappearing. And eventually she stops and the two of you start to walk at a better pace. Probably even stopping to rest.
So, come here often?
No. This is a bad place.
Yeah, no, I've never been here before either.
She holds the sword up and she goes, I see you got my gift.
Oh, this is from you?
Yes.
Waldo said it was from him.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a little... He loves playing his tricks.
Wait, are you a gnome? He said he got it from a gnome. You don't look like a gnome.
She rolls her eyes. Waldo.
That sounds about right. Yeah. Yeah. He's weird. He wants to sleep with my dog.
He likes dogs.
That's weird.
He likes dags.
Anyway, your name, you know, miss?
She looks at you and she goes, you don't know who I am.
I'm not smart.
But I
never forget a woman's name.
She crouches down to, you know, scritch the dog's head. She goes, you're the brains, aren't you?
Yes, he is. Yeah.
She stands up and like tall and regal. She goes, this is my sword and I am Edward. I am the 1st.
Come again? What?
She laughs and she starts to walk again. She goes, follow me. We've got to get somewhere.
You mean like the 1st Ed? Because he was a dog.
That's what they tell you. Have your parents learned nothing? Has my lineage really not told the stories?
I don't know. Like there was this Bill guy. He apparently ruled an island or something. I don't know.
She shakes her head and she keeps walking. Keep up.
I'm coming.
All right, so now we'll switch back to these guys. I guess.
By these guys, you mean one with an inner head demon, one in the sad pit.
Yeah.
And me.
Yeah. So we'll start with you, since you're the one who's still full faculties.
Nothing's going right.
Oh, God.
Yep, so you see him slump, and you can hear the weeping, or whatever. You know, whatever he does when he's sad.
I'm willing to bet it's weeping. On top of ice cream. Anyway.
Yes. Oh, wait. You mean Mason?
Yeah, well.
Sadsturbating.
Sadsturbating. Oh, no. Sadness boner.
Do you want to guess which room he does that in? Anywho. And Frankie's still wrestling in her head demons.
Yep. Okay. Yep. She's kind of, yeah.
Clenching fist yep. and twitchy face and.
Yes. All that stuff.
Also sadsturbating. Anyway.
That's more madsturbating.
Madsturbating?
No. With a D.
Oh.
Still weird. Just saying.
With the
it's never going to be unweird. I don't know.
Yeah, if you don't want weird, I don't. You know, you got to stop coming over.
That's fair.
Well, I guess first thing I have to do is try and get Mason out of the sad pit. So I'm going to attempt to tether him to
anything
back to pretty much
tether him to Francis.
Oh yeah, and he rolls a ghost eye and sucks
so
her into the sad pit.
So I roll a ghost eye and either suck her into the sad pit or it works and he like flies out and knocks her out.
She just dies.
She's already out.
No, she's just standing there all like... Burr.
I think being smacked in the head with a mason will wake her up.
With a mason.
With a plus one mason.
Plus one mason.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm just going to try and get him back to me.
Lame.
Yeah, I think you should tether him to the
have we learned
the highest point of the building.
Who's apparently got the hots for their great
yeah, I was
ghost
gonna
grandmother?
Say,
I don't know what you're talking about. But so far this session, only the Ed ideas have worked.
This has been some real Star Wars level incestuous feeling undertones going on.
They're all named Ed.
It's really awkward. There's,
so basically, three Eds are running down a tunnel, right? That's about how the story is going.
Yeah.
Once upon a time, there are three Eds.
She is ghost the prime.
Eye. 27.
Did you say double ghost eye?
No, ghost
eye. All right, so snaps to the back of his pack, and... next to you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, just right next to me.
You are still sad, but you're out of the pit. The sad hole.
Thanks.
Up in animes.
Okay. Well, I was covered in slime.
That's true. So you'll probably recover a little bit quicker.
Okay.
You should sing to him.
You should sing to him.
You know.
Ah. Frankie. No, not you.
That's what's going on. No, that's what's going on inside your head.
We should have little MP3 players that just blast happy music. On command.
So Frankie.
Yeah.
You see him charging at another stack of shelves. It's like one of those freestanding shelves. It looks like he's trying to knock it down. If you had to guess.
All right.
If this is in her brain, can she like manifest things?
Can I shift shit around?
I don't know. Can she?
Yeah. I am recataloging.
If she wants to stop and think about something to do, yeah, she probably could. Right.
Ed memories.
Basically, this is an entire session where only Ed ideas are going to work.
I love this session.
All right. So I'm thinking of a labyrinth, and I'm locking down my books.
Do you mean the movie The Labyrinth?
Nope, an actual labyrinth.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
So I am...
But there'd be singing if it was the movie.
You remind me of a babe.
Oh, God. I'm glad he's dead.
The babe with the power.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
Blasphemer.
Yeah.
Blasphemous.
I am not a fan.
Shut the non-believer.
You are when Flight of the Conchords did it.
Yes, parodies of him were funny.
Okay. Anyway. All right. I'm thinking of a labyrinth, and all my books are locked up like a little girl's diary.
All right, give me a roll. No, it is not drawing attention.
It's brains.
It's brains.
It's not medicine. 13. No, ghost.
As you start to focus on a labyrinth, you can see that walls start to sprout up around him. And he, like the whole path starts twisting. Did you want to cut yourself off from him or just cut him off from your stuff?
I'm cutting him off from my stuff.
Okay, so
I do
you
not
still
want
have,
to lose him in my mind.
You still have like a direct pathway to him.
Yes.
But suddenly like you can't see the books anymore because there's a wall there.
And I am also imagining that it slants down like a little slide that lands up to a wall where he is.
Like the kind of little slide where it's steep enough that he's probably going to just start going?
Yeah, that he'll start slipping down.
All right.
It's a trap.
So he manages to get his feet and hands to slow himself, but he still slides downwards by good, 10 feet?
Yes.
15 feet?
Yes.
20
approximately.
Feet?
15.
15. Yeah. All right. I was just going to see how far you were gonna push it.
Go.
That's really, I was just curious. All right. So he still slides down about 15 feet.
And does he look properly startled?
Certainly not happy.
Good.
Certainly looks upset.
That's right, buddy. I told you no messing around in the library.
He growls at you and he's staring at you. He looks like he's trying to get to you, but he can't quite figure out how.
I growl back.
Arr. All right, so you guys outside. Mason, you are 60% less sad.
Okay.
You're like moody teenager. Yeah. Whatever.
Fine.
You want to say like a couple
Fine.
Times?
Fine.
Fuck you.
We found a trigger.
I know what I was doing. I got to trigger him because we're in an emotional, this is an emotional scene full of lots of sadness and anger.
Yeah.
And Ed's.
So.
And Ed's.
I'm going to shoot the bitch.
Sorry, Frankie.
No, not you, the ghost.
Okay.
The ghost that threw the suitcase.
I'd say by this point, he's definitely charging at you. Like, you can see his disformed face, and he's just flying at you guys, like, ah! Oh, I'll do it again.
Well, if he's charging,
yeah,
I'm going to use my quick reflexes to time when I fire a boson dart in his face.
Nice. I like it. Because you can have as many dice as you want as long as you roll that ghost die.
No ghost die. But lots of ones.
That's four yeah, ones.
Yeah, I've done that so a lot that's not already. Good.
20.
All right, so that's definitely going to hit him. Yeah.
On seven dice.
Four ones and two sixes. I'm happy.
What at what time did you finally release?
5 feet away.
All right, so it hits him square in the face, and he just kind of pops. And you were all showered with slime. The gross kind. It's not quite black slime, though. Like, it's between the black and the pink slime.
Make the noise.
It's the best I can think of.
Wow.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Gross.
That, sure. Well.
Yeah, I mean, it works.
Yeah.
Just so the audience realizes, he had to get his hands
oh, yeah.
into this. Like, he grabbed, like, his face and did some Looney Tunes shit.
Yep. I find if you grab the beard, as long as you get enough hair, it doesn't hurt much, but it works real well.
Nah, it still sounds painful.
And it looks super attractive. Save that.
I hope you all enjoyed that.
Wow.
Yeah. I apologize. And now, a word from our sponsor.
Yeah, thedickdepot.com.
I am totally going to save that sound effect for later.
And yeah. now.
Okay, so.
So he popped.
Yep. He popped. You are covered in pinkish slime.
Like a zit.
Ew.
Yeah.
Well,
good, you know what? Day oh, good job, Mace.
Great.
Good job.
You know what? With the way this whole scenario is played out, I will say that it is just full pink mood slime. You guys are covered in pink mood slime. It's going to affect you less, Mason, because you are already covered in slime.
Does that cut? It just causes whatever the...
Severe mood swings, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So, like, awesome. I was trying to be a little angry.
So does that mean John...
You're, like, a like, lot angry.
Wow. Well, I was going to say Good job, John Mace. Actually has emotions now.
Yeah. Anger and horny are emotions, all right?
I don't care what you say.
Yeah.
See,
I don't know why I need other ones.
Yeah. He's giving you more reason to be mad.
I just was like, yeah, fuck you, good job.
The fuck, Mason?
Covered in shit.
Nice.
What are we going to do about the other one?
I don't know. Just Slimer again.
So, Frankie, what are you feeling emotion-wise?
Yeah, because she also got covered.
I just got splatted?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I am feeling primal.
Well, then that gets amped up.
There is rage in my soul, and if I wasn't bouncing off the fucking wall before, I am going after this motherfucker.
All right, so that's what's happening.
She's going to slide tackle down the ramp she just made.
Yeah. I'm going to basically just land on my ass and just launch myself down with my foot aiming for his junk. Ghost junk.
It's ghost junk.
Yeah. Yeah, this is happening.
Right in the ghost loop.
This is all moves.
About kicking someone in the dick.
The ghost of peepee.
Yeah, here I come. Yeah.
That was very, very.
It was very primal.
Yeah, very primal. Y'all.
Yeah.
Tee-hee-hee. 16.
No ghost die.
Very nice. All right. That was good.
Much better. Sure woke us up.
I rolled 4 threes.
Junk time.
That's 12.
I know, 12. But it's ridiculous.
That's bad no, average. No, it's awesome. That's pretty close to average.
On all four.
Well, considering that 3 is the middle, it's, roll yeah, it's pretty much the average. Yahtzee,
well, 3.5 is average.
Yeah, I know.
No.
No Yahtzee.
Damn.
All right, well, you connect because he could not...
It's pretty low score
yeah,
for 4.
He rolled lower than you. Yep.
Good.
So your foot connects to his ghostal pee-pee.
His ghostal gonads?
Yeah, yeah. His ghostal nads.
Ghost. You wear steel ghost toe nads. Boots, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. So that's definitely...
Yeah, when I'm not wearing heels.
All right, so his arms and legs kind of just jelly, and he, I guess, kind of sort of collapses on top of you?
Nope, he's going to start sliding down the slide.
Right, tumbles. But you were going down the slide.
I was going, we are sliding down the slide.
Yeah, I mean, like, he's in front of you. He's yeah. going first.
Yeah,
so what that's are you good. Putting at the so bottom of the slide?
Still, well, wall, so I'm...
Or I'm a hole out.
I'm yeah. Guessing it.
Is your butthole at the end? I mean, what's at the end of the slide, woman?
Well, wow.
What a hole.
It shouldn't be spiked because I'm definitely falling with him.
I thought you said you put up like walls.
There was a wall, yeah.
So
a
eventually he's going to go back to wall with her foot still in his nuts.
Like near his that, face?
Yeah. Yeah?
Yeah. Yes. No, I definitely kicked his nuts. He tipped forward. He's looking at me as I'm sliding down with him. Both feet facing his face.
All right, roll a muscle.
Okay.
Right? That's the right thing?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, muscles. One of the muscle.
I used moves a minute ago. Yeah. But yeah, muscles can be fine.
Well, you know what? This could be moves because you're just aiming at okay. this point.
I like
he's not putting any force behind it.
I like it better.
Yes.
No ghost eye. 19.
All right. So as you connect with the wall, he connects with the wall. And you smush him into it.
Mm-hmm.
The ghost is forcibly ejected out of you. Like, hard, too. And it just goes flying. You see it fly out of her and past you guys.
Well, fucking A.
And it's definitely kind of dazed.
So, I...
Great. Screaming like, bah!
As he ejects from me, I am screaming. And I just flop over backwards onto my ass because I don't know, like, I just...
Yep. So, yeah, you're laying on the ground.
Yeah.
Your eyes open as you're screaming and flopping onto your ass.
Face still covered in slime.
So you're like going from zero to...
And stay out! Guys, blast him!
I have to wait for my... I have to wait around. For my...
Why do you have a sad face?
Oh, that's right. He can't blast again for another round or two.
Oh, yeah. He's a busting dart.
Yeah.
Well, I can try and I found slime tether zone. Him to where he's
what's up?
Currently oh, standing. Son of a bitch.
What's been your problem?
Just like just tether him in place.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
John's tethering.
Tethering in place.
I'm proud of you guys. It's been like 5 rolls since Ghost Day. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I said that.
Wow.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I fucking did.
It was wrong.
Bastard.
How do you do
that's
that?
That's right, because I fucking own you guys. That's why. So happy.
20 with a Ghost Day. Dick.
All right.
It's
well,
been a while.
With a 20, you definitely hit him with the tether. What are you tethering the other end to?
I was trying to like lock him in place. Is what my
yeah.
I look like I'm cupping balls, but I was trying to tether him in place.
All right. So let's see. You miss the spot that you were aiming to and tether him to the ghost train car.
Okay.
Much farther away from
you. Okay. It's reasonable. At least he's staying there.
I mean, they can't all be the worst thing in the world. Yep. So Mason can't do anything this round, we'll say. Frankie?
I have the proton pack.
You are awake again. Pack. Just don't walk into a ghost.
I'm going to go over and help Frankie up.
That's probably
useful.
Yes, there you go.
Yeah, totally.
Thank you, Mason.
Do you have a trap?
Gentleman and a scholar.
I do have a trap.
As do I. You talked over me.
That's because I was talking to someone else.
Yeah.
He's sad.
Yeah. No, I'm emo.
Bitch. You're angry.
He's emo.
Frankie's
what are you rolling?
Angry. I'm going to try and blast him.
Sweet, sweet moves.
How sweet?
So sweet.
Ghost die sweet?
No sweet. That would or be 20 with no ghost die. 20. What?
20? All right.
With no ghost die.
You totally hit him.
I am blasting you.
And the capture stream wraps around him.
I kicked him really hard. I don't skip leg day.
Well, since... let's get back to Ed.
Hi.
I did that on purpose. Ed, you guys, you two are following Ed. Word. Ed and Ed are following Ed. It Can no we... longer looks like you are in subway tunnels. It certainly looks a lot more rocky, more like carved out caves. Or maybe natural caves.
So I'm a little bit more confused than usual. You said your name's Edward?
She kind of just looks at you like you're just repeating information and looks back forward again. Is he always like this? She talks to the dog.
Sorry, you know, I'm just... You know, I knew the...
The fifth seems to have, like, way more energy than normal. He's, like, bounding. Very excited. He's like a puppy. Which is weird, because he probably already is an actual puppy. Like, he's probably really young.
How? But you...
She kind of really seems to be enjoying having her sword back.
So you're... Is it Ed, Edward, Eddie...
Edwina?
Sure. One of those.
Lady Ed.
I like that.
That's
yes, okay. That's proper. She's got her like shoulders back. She's very regal looking.
It suits you.
Yeah. Nice cape flowing, like a spectral cape.
You're a ghost. You obviously know that. Oh, you don't actually necessarily know that. A lot of ghosts don't know they're ghosts, but you know, I think you know you're a ghost because you know me and you know Ed.
I've been watching you.
Weird, I guess, but if you're related not like that. To me, oh, I hope not.
I changed the channel then.
That's good.
That's right. The right idiom, right?
Yes.
Nailed it.
Yes. So you're the first Ed?
The prime.
Prime. I don't like prime time.
No, that means first.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, you had it.
Like
she
the
looks
first,
down at the fifth again and goes, huh. How do you deal with this every day? And he barks and she goes, oh yeah, yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. You speak Ed. That's interesting. Well, it makes sense. So you're the first Ed in our family, or are you just the first Ed in the world or what?
I could be the first Ed in the world.
But
yes, I'm the first Ed in the world.
Okay. Okay. But we're related.
Yes. Don't you know?
No. No, I don't know.
Are the stories not told anymore?
There's a couple stories told. I heard there was an Ed who was a king.
When I get back to the world, I am going to have words with your ancestors.
That's nice.
Words!
Yes, words.
Hush, we're almost there.
Okay.
And after a few more minutes of awkward walking, the tunnel ends and it opens into, but the tunnel ends. And there's a very large and open sort of field.
Okay.
Everything's kind of grays and blues and some browns, but not a lot of colors.
Don't go in there.
And it's like kind of like grasses are kind of waving. And then you can see a very large ziggurat. Does anybody not know what a ziggurat is?
It's like
that word is never for anything good.
It's like an old type of building.
It's a pyramid where the top is cut off. So it doesn't come to a point. It just comes up to a nice flat.
Oh, my God. We've encountered one of these before with him.
Where they sacrifice people.
Okay.
Not just a ziggurat. There's pyramids. Not everybody in a pyramid was.
Or they were just, you know, dead when they got there.
Right. That's not the same. Where, if you walked into a coroner's office, you wouldn't say, oh, they're going to sacrifice me because there's so many dead people here.
I would say that.
Coroner's office. No. That's where they take dead people.
To like experiment on them.
I mean, is Dexter,
the dead should be
is Dexter the coroner?
Blood spatter and an analyst.
Where are we? What is this place?
I don't know how to explain it to you. But this is a meeting place.
Between who?
You'll see.
Okay.
She keeps walking towards this thing. Ed, the fifth, is still walking right with her.
Ed, he I don't like her. How you're on her side, just saying.
He kind of looks back at you. He's like, ruff, and he kind of like turns back.
Yeah, I get that you understand it. I, I get that. I just fine.
I start walking. He's still just like, it really looks cool. Like, I'm probably not emphasizing that enough.
I like the color scheme you have going on. This blue thing, like your cape. I don't know. Do you know who she is? Have you met her? Do you understand what's going on?
Kind of just gives you his luck.
Yes, I know I'm an idiot. Yes, okay, fine. I'll just follow along. Aww. Don't give me that sass. I'm glad you're having a good time.
He's having a grand old time.
All right, I will keep following.
All right, it doesn't take long to get down to the base of the ziggurat. And they start to climb up, which probably takes as long as it does to have gotten there. It's taller than it looked, and it looked pretty tall.
So we're just walking up. So are you French? Or were you French? I don't know. My dad told my mom that he was French when he was stationed in France. I don't know. Is it true?
No, I'm not. Your father probably is.
Oh, okay.
It's all along your father's side, right? The Ed line?
Yes. Yes.
DM talking.
Yes.
Then yeah. He might be. They probably moved afterwards. I don't think my kingdom exists anymore.
You had a kingdom. That's, wow, okay.
She looks, quote unquote, humble. You know, like royalty.
Was it a nice kingdom?
Of course.
Yeah, that's a silly question.
Where, the sword.
Right, the sword.
Is he always like this?
Yes.
You answered. I like that. Yeah.
She asked you and you answered.
You're used to those questions, aren't you?
Yes. Yeah. I don't know what to ask you. There's too many questions. I need Bricker. Where's Bricker?
Should have brought him along after all. All right. So as you start to get closer to the top, you can hear a male voice talking. You can clearly hear that it is talking to another person. Just you don't hear any response.
Is that Bill?
No.
Okay. I don't know. Like there. I know we were told two stories. Well, I was told two stories. Ed the King and Bill the Conqueror.
She just nods. Yep. I don't know about King, but yeah.
I guess Queen. I guess I don't know.
I can see how some of these stories would get confused. It was a long time ago.
How long, if you don't mind me asking? I know it's rude, but you know
that is very rude.
I'm just very confused, and this might help me a bit.
I doubt it.
That's probably true.
All right, so as you get to the top of the ziggurat, you can see there's like a stone pedestal, like in the middle of it. And there's a young woman sitting on it, kind of swinging her legs back and forth. And beside it, there's a man in a jacket and a hoodie standing there talking to her.
Like a modern hoodie?
Yeah. Yep. You can hear him talking. You can see once in a while she responds, but you don't hear anything.
Hi, there.
So as she guides you up, she elbows you and says, behave.
I just said hello.
And then she kneels as she gets there.
Oh, geez. Okay. I'll kneel.
And she sets her sword down.
I'll kneel behind her. she's a queen and she's kneeling. I should be very far away and kneel. Should I bow? I'm gonna put my face down.
Just like hiding it in your armpit, like
no, I'm just gonna kneel and just put my head to the stone and just
hope
that I'm doing it right. First time Ed ever has to hope he was doing it right.
Classy.
Yep. Nice.
And see, he makes fun of my jokes. He's just as bad.
Right.
Well, maybe not just as bad.
No, nowhere near as bad.
The man walks up to you. They both walk up to you. And she kind of leans down and like touches your shoulder, which starts to feel warm, like the good kind of warm, not oven kind of warm. And she kind of lifts you.
Oh, hi.
So that you stand up.
Hello.
And greetings. She takes another step back and the gentleman starts to speak. He says, welcome. Ed, the fourth. Correct? He offers his hand to shake.
I take it. Yes, I am Ed the Fourth.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And this is the fifth. And he reaches down. And he starts to pet the dog.
Yes, that's Ed the Fifth. He descended looks down from the third and the fifth. Well, the first. But yeah, so
he pets, and then she looks at the dog and smiles, and he runs up to her, and they play for a little bit.
Oh, okay. Well, you all right? You do you.
And he says, "Ed," talking to the woman, "you don't need to kneel. We've been through this." And she says, "I know, but I'm going to get up." Finally, she gets up. And he looks back at you and he goes, "So has she explained it to you?" He just starts to shake his head. He knows.
"I don't know what's happening here."
Okay. He says, "So your family line has done work for us before."
Work.
It's been okay. A long time.
Sure. Yeah.
We see that things might need a little help. We were wondering if you would be willing to take up the mantle again, as your family has the rights." And the woman and Ed come back.
"So you, mantle?"
He nods. "It's, you know, not a literal term."
"Who are you? I'm sorry.
Don't worry about it. Just, she kind of, she leans down to pick up the sword, and it starts to glow like the blade.
Okay.
And she holds it out towards you.
"Oh, thank you."
And then she kind of shakes her head a bit, and she waves her hand over it, and it changes.
This has been the Ectocast. Ed the Fourth was played by Kevin. John was played by Brad. Mason was played by Ben. Frankie was played by me, Dawn. And the Ghostmaster was Matt. The Ectocast can be found on Twitter at Ectocast and on the web at sagagames.studio. Intro music is Nowhere to Hide by Steve Combs, and the outro music is Joker by Six Umbrellas. Both can be found at freemusicarchive.org. This podcast is based on Ghostbusters. No rights infringement intended. Ghostbusters and all related marks, logos, and characters are owned by Sony Pictures Digital Productions Incorporated. Ectocast, the website, promotion thereof, and material created are not endorsed, sponsored by, or affiliated with Sony Pictures Digital Productions Incorporated or Ghostbusters. Thank you for listening.